A kidnapped Iraqi priest is freed in Baghdad. An institute motto comes full circle in Ghana. And a ministry in Congo is getting a new charge. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In an unusual turn of events, a kidnapped Chaldean priest was freed Monday night in Iraq. Open Doors USA President Carl Mueller.
Although he was held for ransom, he was released relatively unharmed, although he was, in his own words, tortured a little bit. We are rejoicing with the Christians there in Iraq.
Mueller says he's the sixth Chaldean priest to be kidnapped and released in Baghdad during the past year. He links the insecurities to reports of a continued Christian exodus.
We estimate that there's less than 450,000 believers left in Iraq overall, and of course many of them are internally displaced as well.
Mueller couldn't say why the priest was released or if a ransom demand was paid, but he says the situation highlights the dilemma faced by those in ministry in Iraq.
Many of these congregations are feeling completely cut off from the outside world, and we need to pray that they will feel God's presence through the prayers of his people around the world.
Meanwhile, the number of orphans around the world is approximately 143 million. With the HIV/AIDS pandemic, it's growing. That's one of the reasons Orphan Outreach of Dallas, Texas was formed just weeks ago. Orphan Outreach's Mike Duras says suicide, prostitution, and crime are common with kids graduating from orphanages. Duras says education is the key to success.
One of our goals is to create Christian educational opportunities where kids can not only get the education, but also can be introduced to Christ, but also be given the tools that they need to be able to be successful in life after they graduate.
Helping these children early is important, says Duras.
When you look at the fact that most people accept Christ before they're 20 years old, when you look at the opportunity to really have an impact with the gospel is with kids. So it's a great opportunity to be able to give children hope.
Go to our website to support Orphan Outreach. You're listening to Mission Network News. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan says their staff lives by the motto, living to train, training to live. In this case, the ministry has come full circle. Some of their teachers that graduated from their leadership class are now teaching the leadership and class.
Many of them had some Bible training, but we feel kind of like Priscilla and Aquila when they met Apollos and said, you know, we are going to explain the word of the Lord to them more perfectly. And we see this happening, and we're very excited now as we're giving the students opportunity to teach in the leadership class.
This is where the region's drought conditions interfere. Brennan shares a unique ministry challenge that short-circuits mobile evangelism.
There is an electricity shortage in Ghana due to lack of rain, and the hydroelectric dam is not producing at full capacity. So to go out and evangelize takes money and takes fuel to take an automobile someplace. So just the whole economic situation is a real pinch on pastors in many areas.
Meanwhile, Reach Global, formerly the Evangelical Free Church Mission, has an urgent need in Congo for a couple of people with experience in hydroelectricity. One is for the Tindala Hospital, which currently only has power a few hours a day from diesel generators. The other site is for the Widows and Orphans Training School. Reach Global hopes the support team will help their evangelistic ministries continue uninterrupted. Go to our website for more information. And sports is the draw for kids outreach in Russia. But in the end, the children discover God's love. Russian ministries just held a kids' games event in the Kaluga region. Along with competitive games, the children gather with young Christian leaders from local churches to discover truths from God's Word. Another kids' games is scheduled for Moscow. The ministry's helping unite churches while equipping and motivating leaders for ministry. Pray as the outreach continues. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.